This is St. Louis on the Air from St. Louis Public Radio. I'm Elaine Cha. There's no shortage of places to eat, drink, and commune at tables in the St. Louis region. Here to talk about new restaurant openings and closings in the month of June, I'm joined by my two trusty STLPR food scene guides, Abby Lurico, morning newscaster and host of the Gateway podcast.
Hello. Hi.
And STLPR digital editor, Jessica Rogan.
Hey.
It's great to have you both back after your respective vacations. So let's get started this month with a tribute to an establishment in Florissant that diners packed before its closure. Jessica, what happened at that spot opens your July 1st story. Tell us about it.
So BJ's Bar and Restaurant closed in Florissant after 70 years in operation. And much like when we see other longtime establishments closing, people really poured out to like get one last slice of pizza or one last glass of beer and like go to this beloved spot. You know, one thing that was maybe a little bit different about BJ's is that it was a real neighborhood spot. And so it had this like crazy, like, losing your, you know, your favorite place sort of vibe to it as well. Not just like, hey, we really love this food.
Well, as patrons were there eating, like what were they enjoying specifically from that menu?
Yeah, so so BJ's is like known for its St. Louis style pizza. You know, one of the people we talked to was like, like extolling like the greasiness of the pizza, like saying like that was like what made it really good. And the owner, Gene Russell Blanton, told us that they ran out of food every day for more than a week before it closed.
That must have been quite a feeling. I mean, what was it like to be in a restaurant on one of its final days, especially after 70 years in operation?
Yeah, lines out the door. People waited like more than 3 hours for pizza. They were running into, it was like kind of a reunion in a way. Like the owner said she ran into a lot of people she knew, like a like friends from childhood came out. People in line told us, it was like, oh, hey, I see my accountant here. And like, so it was kind of a party. And, you know, a lot of tears, but also just a lot of joy. In the memories and all the good things that BJ's had brought.
So bittersweet. You know, people form really deep attachments to places where they spend time eating and sharing space. Is what Jessica's described, Abby, familiar to you? Like, is this something that you've experienced with other places that have closed after such a long time?
Yeah, and I think that that third space term that we talk about sometimes is really something that comes up. Jessica, to your point, sometimes it's not about the food itself, but, you know, we make memories around the table. And so to have a place kind of just exist only in our memories is pretty sad. But there's also a lot of places where they close and people are used to making them maybe part of their routine, or bringing the food home and that being part of the experience for them. And that's something that I know we have this month as well.
Yeah. Well, speaking of bringing it home, something that people routinely will bring home are donuts, which is something that St. Louis is also famous for. And another farewell that brought about some sadness was the closing of a Southwest Garden spot. Tell us about that, Abby.
Yeah, Old-Fashioned Donuts. It's got a cute sign and a cute little building. And contrary to, you know, BJ's, you can't really crowd into a place like that. It was little bitty, and so it's the type of spot where for decades people have been stopping by and grabbing donuts to go. As my previous life, I was out in the field quite a bit in the morning hours, and so this was a favorite for my colleague photographer and myself. But after a few months of chatter on social media and 50 years in business. That spot on Southwest Avenue is closed. A post also on social media. I have not seen this for myself yet, but I saw the photo showing that shop with the words "Elvis has left the building" across the windows. So it was unassuming and a really good example of what you're saying, Elaine, how even though we might not be as known around the country for our donut scene, it's unassuming and delicious.
Mm-hmm. I do think St. Louis has like really impeccable old school donuts, though. We might not have like as many like fancy loaded donuts, but like that old school, like classic donut front, like old fashioned, like World's Fair is very St. Louis and really excellent.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
There were a couple of other closures. One also, pizza, Boardwalk Pizza in Ellisville closed after having operated since 2013. And Rockin' Brews, which is part of a chain. The St. Louis outpost was in Chesterfield, and that closed after about 9.5 years. And Facebook commenters talked about the decor, the rock and roll theme. Apparently, there was a giant Kiss mural in its special party room. So that's, you know, a kiss goodbye in a particular way. Badoonch, right?
rock and roll. Alone.
Yes. Well, let's move on to some of the openings that took place last month. And there's a bit of a global theme with many of them. Jessica, start us off with Chico Bueno.
Yeah. So Chico Bueno is in the Grove. It is a taqueria. And it is kind of an interesting thing because it's taking the space of Little Lucy and Lucy Quinn, which was this dual restaurant concept. And there is going to be this month, actually, another restaurant, Malo, opening in those spaces. And so this is from Jordan Goodman, who owns Good Company and also Good Ice. Which is that like specialty cocktail ice company. Like if you've had a piece of ice that goes the whole length of your glass, it's probably from Good Ice.
Ice is an ingredient in a cocktail.
It is.
Behind it.
Yes. Yeah. And so, you know, they were looking to open another space. These ones came open and they decided to do something similar as Little Lucy and Lucy Quinn, which was have like one casual place, which is Chico Bueno, and one more elevated place, which is going to be Malo. Mm-hmm. And I found that was interesting because, like, as we talked about, those restaurants opened and closed pretty quickly. It didn't really work out. Mm-hmm. But, you know, they're feeling confident that they can make it work on the Grove. They already have a business there. Malo is going to be actually in the smaller of the two spaces.
And that's the upscale one.
And that's the upscale one. So they're kind of flipping the concept a little bit. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So taqueria's street style and LA inspired. And the other one is going to be based upon Chef Adrian Melodano's grandmother's recipes. So very interesting. I can't wait to go. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The name's really interesting. So it's like good little boy and then bad. No.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
But also maybe a play on the chef's name.
Okay. Right. Right. In St. Charles, there is an outpost of a local chain that has opened up. Tell us about what's going on there.
If you've had a soup dumpling, it tends to be the kind of food that the next time you want it, you have like an intense, all-encompassing craving for it. I feel like soup dumplings are the kind of food that you just crave. And Tiger Soup Dumplings is now open in St. Charles. So when you have that craving, St. Charles, you don't even have to cross the Missouri River. They opened in 2022, first in Fenton, to quite a bit of acclaim. Sauce actually named it Best New Restaurant that year. There's a location in De Pere, not far from my aunt's house, and they opened that 2 years later. The owner has told Sauce that she really wants people to experience new restaurants, especially hers, by dining in. And soup dumplings are obviously a much different experience than Americanized Chinese takeout. But if you look at the calendar and the timing on that, 2022, 2024, it's now 2026. So the question would be, is the St. Charles, this third outpost in St. Charles, just one of more expansion they're planning on? The owner, Yujai, tells Sauce that that's going to depend on how this third opening or this third location goes to prove whether this is a business model that needs to keep rolling out.
Mm-hmm. We're going to go to Overland because there is the opening, a reopening of a restaurant, Jessica, that lost its original space in University City. Tell us about this one.
So this is the return of De Palm Tree Restaurant, which is a Jamaican restaurant, or was a Jamaican restaurant, that was located in Jeffrey Plaza in University City. And if that name is ringing a bell, it's because this is where a lot of international restaurants were and got like pushed out, or some of them left voluntarily to make way for what's now like the Costco and like big Target mm-hmm. complex. The owner, Easton Romer, spoke to St. Louis Public Radio, actually St. Louis on the Air, in 2022 about his experience. And so a lot of people were very excited to see this come back in a different location. They've been doing kind of pop-ups for a while, and now they're in their brick and mortar, and we'll have a grand opening pretty soon.
Mm-hmm. I drove by there and saw it and was very excited, and it's in the same plaza as Bougie Bites and Sides of Seoul. So this Jamaican restaurant now being there makes for definitely a global feel.
Yeah, very destination kind of eating.
I was gonna say that stretch is a good place to stop if you're hungry.
Yes.
For sure.
Oh, and there's a Mexican restaurant in there as well. Mm-hmm. The name escapes me, but we're gonna do very quick hits with just a couple here. Abby, tell us about Beast Craft Barbecue, or BBQ, in the City Foundry.
This is another addition to the food hall that's now open. Funny, we were talking about Little Lucy and Lucy Q. They had been, that building was before that, Beast, their spot on this side of the river in the Grove. Their main location is in Belleville. It's really a popular destination for St. Louis style barbecue. And so if you're wanting to stop by the Foundry for something very St. Louis, snoot sandwiches, St. Louis style ribs, that is now going to be tempting your senses right when you walk in the door, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm. Give us a bit of a beverage and a crepes take with Flip and Sip Cafe, Jessica.
Yeah, so this is a South County little casual place. Interestingly, the owners used to own a chain of smoke shops, and they decided to convert one of their locations to this. Very interesting. large waffle menu, I will say. Lots of very sweet waffles. Peanut butter cup one looks amazing to me.
Mm-hmm. You say smoke shop?
Yeah.
Oh, like smokes?
Yeah, like smokes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, and the one that I will need to mention here is that in Midtown, there is a spot called La Puerta Negra. It's a cigar bar and lounge, and I do love a good cigar. And this place is close to work, so maybe I'll have to stop in.
Elaine's starting to take smoke breaks now.
Right. Elaine with a stogie. I think that would be quite the image there.
I can see it.
So our next conversation is going to be with Lauren Nalich. She's the co-owner and head chef of Balkan Treat Box, and she won the James Beard Award for Best Chef Midwest last month. It's sort of a comeback after a 10-year drought. Mm-hmm. What was your reaction to that win? You know, and as St. Louis dining scene watchers, you know, what do you think this means for STL, Abby?
It was just really helped kind of lift our spirits, I think, because of the fact that it had been 10 years and we know how much talent there is in this town. We know there were, she was one of several local restaurants and chefs who were represented at this year's awards in the finals there that night in Chicago. And it was really exciting to see that she finally brought home the hardware after being up for consideration for a couple times. And also, Lauren is intensely collaborative with the St. Louis dining scene. So it's really neat to see not only her work celebrated, but the way in which this was a win for the dining scene as a whole, I think.
Mm-hmm. Jessica?
Finally, which Abby just said, that is how I felt when I heard it, because we have such good food and such good restaurants here in St. Louis. And, you know, I like having that little secret to ourselves. You know, we got a lot of benefit from, you know, not so long lines and all that kind of stuff. And but it was time that we got that recognition, and I love Lauren Alch's food.
Mm-hmm. And in our last minute or so each, what is most exciting to you about the St. Louis dining scene right now, July 2026? Jessica?
I mean, it's like fresh produce season, so we have a lot of like farm-to-table restaurants in town, you know, Big Sky and Webster, whatever, farmhouse. I love to go right now and just get like what is their like special seasonal dish?
Mm-hmm. Eating outside in general, having a toddler who throws things on the floor and still being able to go find a place to eat. There's so many good patios in St. Louis, as we've talked about.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we'll make sure that folks go in and find that. Abby Lurico is St. Louis Public Radio's morning newscaster and host of the Gateway podcast. Jessica Rogan is STLPR's digital editor. Thanks for coming on the show today.
Cheers.
A list of the St. Louis region area restaurants we discussed and more is available online at stlpr.org/new restaurants.
This episode was produced by Danny Wisentowski.
Audio engineering and podcast design by Aaron Dorr.
Our executive producer is Alex Hoyer.
St. Louis on the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio. Understanding starts here.
Do you find yourself regularly listening to episodes of St. Louis on the Air? Suggest us to a friend you think might enjoy our conversations. And leave us a review and rating on Apple Podcasts on the App Store. It's the simplest way to help people discover our show. Thank you.
St. Louis Public Radio is a member-supported service of the University of Missouri-St. Louis.